great pleasure. Today, I'm privileged. I'm meeting so many of my brothers and sisters all over the world. And I'm going to share one very important topic in Brahmin life. Because for first effort, now all of us seeing the time, how very fast it is moving, and all the sins, how they are rapidly changing. So Baba wants also that we should do very fast effort. But in order to make fast effort, all of us, we know our souls may be very powerful, but this vehicle, this body, if it is not healthy, then very difficult. Can't do service, can't do proper meditation also. So a healthy body is very important in Brahmin life. And Baba always says, those who remain disease free, they are very fortunate in Brahmin life. If you are diseased, most of your time, money, energy, everything is spent for your to keep your body fit. But suppose you are healthy, you are really very fortunate. And suppose somebody is very frequently falling sick, Baba says it is because of your own mistakes. You don't know how to control this body. This body is a vehicle. Suppose you have a vehicle and frequently this vehicle becoming out of order. Naturally, you don't know how to maintain it, how to drive it. Similarly, in Brahmin life, I recollect almost 15 years back, in a single day for Bab Dada's meeting, there was a very big group, and in a single day, 3 old people died. Same day died. So Baba in the night, when Baba came, Baba told that you should know how to maintain this body. This body is a small kingdom and you are the master. You are the king. And if you don't know, you are not able to control this small kingdom, how do you rule a big kingdom in the golden age and silver age? So all of us, you should know how to keep this body fit and healthy also. And the brilliant example is Brahma Baba. At the age of 93 also, we have seen Baba was quite erect. And Baba was able to climb the mountains even, rocks even, faster than younger people. And always Baba will be sitting like a king. So Baba was never slim. He was very healthy. So Baba was a brilliant example in front of us. So unless we have a very healthy body, it is very difficult to make fast effort. So now all of us, we should know. And Baba is telling you children, you will become disease free for about 21 life. 21 lives in the future, in the golden age, silver age, you will never have any illnesses. But how people will be convinced if now at the Sangam is conferences, when we are telling that with the power of meditation we will become disease free for 21 lives, and now we are having so many types of illnesses in our body, who will believe then? Now we should be example, we should be role model in front of others. People should look at us, see, by practicing meditation they are so hale and hearty without having any disease, and how they are doing everything and so happy. So Baba always says, by words you cannot reveal me. From your features only, if you are always happy, healthy, hearty, and your relations very sweet, then only people will understand, yes, these people are entirely different from others and these are really angels. So today's topic I will share about the art of healthy and happy life. So I wish a very good evening and a very cool evening also. All of us, you must be feeling very cold here. And my humble request is, please keep your mobile phones in a silent mode or switched off mode. Rejuvenating life with Brahma Kumaris. Rejuvenating life with Brahma Kumaris. Baba has come to rejuvenate us. We see a plant. When a plant without any sun, without any water, how it becomes? Totally dried and just like it is dying. Similarly, if you look at the human lives today, all of us, whoever may be, any religion, people of any religion, their life is totally without any sweetness. It is as if dried, absolutely. So, with the power of meditation, with the power of spiritual knowledge, the Brahma Kumari sisters again rejuvenating our life. Just like a plant, if it is going to die now, but if you put water and the sun and you put manure and so many things, again it rejuvenates. It actually produces again sweet fruits and flowers, so many things. So similarly, the human life is totally dried, absolutely any having any virtues and qualities and anything. So now God, through our Brahma Kumari sisters, again rejuvenating us. So it is a presentation for all of you by me. I am a diabetologist, as Sister Suman explained. I am a holistic care physician and diabetologist in Global Hospital. The Global Hospital and Research Center here started in 91. I joined this hospital, and since then I am offering my service, dedicated service to humanity. Initially I worked for about 6 years. I did the job of the Indian government, but when I came to knowledge, I saw everything, then immediately I make a decision, nothing doing. This world is absolutely meaningless for me. So I jumped here, Mount Abu, in 91, when this Gyan Sarovar complex was not there. So since then I am here, and I am most fortunate to be here, because I have experienced all the sustenance from our senior dadis and all, and our brothers sitting here, all of us, we know, very seniors must be knowing. And early in the morning, Amritvela, Madhavan and the Murli classes. Now, initially it was very small congregation, very small family, but now the family has become so big, you know. So now everything has been shared. Initially in a family, suppose there are 2 children in the family, the father, mother gives so much of love, affection, everything, but when the family becomes very big, there will be 10, 12 children, so naturally everything becomes shared. So similarly now this, I feel the time has come, and now we should wind up everything. We should be ready to go back again, so that we will come back again in the golden age. So, the art of healthy and happy life. The art of healthy and happy life. So, everybody wants to remain healthy. But what is health? What is health? If you ask, you'll wonder. Many people come to me in my clinic, very obese, overweight, 120, 130 kilo. Then I tell them, you should take care of yourself. They say, doctor, I'm okay, but initially I was more healthy. That means those who are very obese, they are more healthy. People do not know what is the meaning of health. So what is health? What is your concept? What is health? What is health? Health is a state of complete well-being. WHO, World Health Organization, defines health as it is a complete physical, mental, social and spiritual well-being of a person, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Suppose somebody is not having any disease, it does not mean that he is healthy. But he should be mentally, physically, socially and spiritually healthy, then only he is healthy. So it is the complete well-being. But what is well-being? What is well-being? What is well-being? Well-being means looking good, feeling great. Well-being means feeling energetic. You should be able to do whatever activities, physical activities, work, everything energetically. You should not feel tired. Well-being means working better. Whatever you are doing, what is your profession, if you are able to do it very perfectly and accurately, then you are having sound health and you are well-being. And well-being means living longer. So, health is a state of complete well-being. But why people are diseased? So to remain, to fall sick, to become diseased, is it our nature? Is it the nature of the human being? No, no. Our nature is to remain always healthy. But why we have become diseased today? Baba says, for 21 lives, for half a kalpa, 2500 years in gold age and silver age, you'll be totally, absolutely disease free. You'll be absolutely healthy. But why people, all of us, we have become diseased today? Why disease? The poor health is directly linked to our diet and lifestyle choices. Whatever people are consuming today, whatever we are eating today, and the way we are living, our lifestyle, this is the most important factor, these are the most important factors for falling sick, becoming unhealthy. So, poor diet and lifestyle, these are the root causes. So, in science and history, we read that our ancestors were monkeys. We have evolved from monkeys. All of us we have read. Now also in college and schools, usually people teach. But was human being a monkey? What is your concept? See, 2-3 years back in America, there was a conference of many scientists. So many scientists they came. And all the scientists, they unanimously they agreed that the Darwin theory of evolution is completely fallacious. It is not true. We have not evolved from monkeys. The human beings are entirely separate. They are separate. But there is no alternative things. What was the correct thing? What was actually the real fact? Nobody knows. That's why a wrong theory is being propagated and continuously being taught to all the children, and all of us we are reading that our ancestors were monkeys. Also a small video, just look at it, then you will know whether we are monkeys or not.
The two tigers, becoming dangerous, believe that the storm is over and take to their games again. But Talum will not give up.
दो घड़ी प्रभु का ध्यान कीजिए। कर लीजिए, शांति से भर लीजिए।
Tigers, becoming dangerous, believe that the storm is over and take to their games again, but Talum will not give up. Finally leave Talum's territory. Though victorious, he is rather disappointed. Maybe he was starting to enjoy himself.
So, my purpose of showing this video was, so, Is human, was human being a monkey like this? Have you seen a monkey having a own home or own residence of his own? Have you seen? Even a small bird builds a nest and rests there. But a monkey does not have a house. Have you seen? Why it is like that? Because this is the law of karma. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. In science we read. So, monkey always, he enjoys by troubling others. Always he will be giving trouble to others. That's why God has not given any house for him. So, the monkey is full of, Baba says he has all the vices. Lust, anger, ego, attachment, everything. In full degrees he had. So, was human being a monkey? No. The common sense shows no. Because why? What is the most ancient language in the world? What is the most ancient language? People say Sanskrit. Sanskrit. Okay. If it is Sanskrit, if our ancestors now also, we being intellectuals, if you ask somebody to read, pronounce or write Sanskrit, this is so difficult language I tell you. So if our ancestors, they used to write, read and teach Sanskrit, then they were more brilliant than us, or they had more wisdom or less wisdom? They were more intellectual definitely. So our ancestors were worship worthy. They were free of vices. They were never giving trouble to others like the monkeys were doing. You saw. So our ancestors were like this. They, in the golden age and the silver age, they were free from any vices and they were the most perfect human beings. So we have evolved. We have not evolved from the monkeys. Our ancestors were like that. But now, if you look at the human life, now we have rather become like monkeys. That's why Baba has come to again elevate us, rejuvenate us, and to make again worship worthy. So, my purpose of telling this is the pair you see in the Iron Age. These are the Lakshmi Narayan of Iron Age. See how they have become, you see. Our forefathers were like that and we have evolved like this. There are two types of animals in the world. One category, they are herbivorous. They always take the plants, fruits, vegetables and all these things. The other is carnivorous. They always eat the animals, they by killing others. If you see most of the human beings, they keep these animals as domestic animals and they sustain them, they feed them, they put shelter and they protect them from the cold and hot seasons and all these things. And when the animals, they become sick, they go to the veterinary surgeons even to treat them. But one fine morning, they'll just kill and enjoy. So is it humanity? Suppose our own children, suppose somebody has kept the children in their own residence, there he is feeding and teaching, and one day he will kill our children. How will you feel? So the lower animals, because they cannot protect themselves, that's why you are killing. But like lion and all the tigers, because they are more powerful, they did not become the domestic animals and the river, and they went away to the jungles. So we should not kill. Just I can give you one simple example. Suppose you have a vehicle. Regularly what you do to run it? You put fuel, not petrol. In a diesel car, will you put petrol? No. Regularly you have to put some fuel. Similarly, this body is also a car. So in this body car, you need to eat something because you have to work. You have to work. Whole day you are working so many things. You are talking, you are laughing, you are sitting, you are doing your jobs and everything. So you need energy. From where you will get? The foodstuff we are consuming daily, we derive energy from that. It's just like a car, unless you put some fuel into it, it will not run. But a petrol car needs petrol. A diesel car needs diesel. If you put some wrong stuff there, what will happen? It will be junk totally. Similarly, our body is meant for certain type of foods. Biologically, this body is vegetarian body. It is a herbivore. We are herbivorous animals. So if you put all these nonsense things for the level, naturally it will go out of order. So now the scientists, they see the 5 most important foodstuff we are consuming very regularly. That's why we are having cancers and so many other diseases. Do you know what is this? It is called hot dog. It is not cold dog, hot dog. And our children very fond of eating all these things. It has trans fats and nitrates, so many things that produce cancer. So similarly, what is this? The great Burger King. Do you know how much sodium it contains? One Burger King contains 10 gram of sugar. And for the whole day, you require only 1 gram of sugar. It is sodium. 10 gram of sodium it contains. But you require for your daily life sustenance only 1 gram. But only one Burger King contains 10 gram of sodium. Similarly, if you eat only one burger, at least 8 hours you have to run to digest it. 8 hours you have to run. And our children very fond of this high calorie stuff, and it again contains trans fat for which they are suffering from heart disease. And cancer is again the reward. Similarly, what is this? Donut. And very fond of us, we Brahmins too. Scientists say the cancer fries, it is not French fries, these are cancer fries. And similarly, these are the chips. So many types of chips, they are available. They contain a lot of trans fat. Commercially, when they are prepared, they contain a lot of trans fats. And that is the root cause of heart attack. So I will show you certain video films, small clips. You will understand what is there inside. So my purpose of telling this, like the chips also, I have burnt it and I have shown it. There are so many video clips are there. You will see, from a single chip, at least 20 to 30 drops of oil they drop if you burn it. And when they are commercially prepared, the oil, they repeatedly boil it. That's why they become totally denatured. And they are converted into trans fat, which actually accumulates in the arteries of our blood vessel of our heart, and we develop heart attack. So very small kids now, at the age of 18, 17, we are seeing the small children, they are getting heart attack. So these are very bad, they produce cancer also. We should not take all these things, foodstuff. And egg, Sunday ho ya Monday, kabhi na khao ande. Whether it is Sunday or Monday, you never take these eggs. Because there was a time when the scientists, they were telling the animal protein is the best protein, biological protein. But no, they contain a lot of cholesterol and lecithin, so many things, they are notorious for our health. That's why, actually being a herbivorous animal, we should not take all these things because they are very hazardous, very dangerous. There is no need. And in golden age, silver age, none of us will be taking all these things. And in India, now also if you go to any temples, we do not offer to the statues even. Do not offer all these things. And if you go to the ancient Indian culture, in India, people used to eat all the vegetarian stuffs. No, non-veg things, it was never a diet in Indian life. But later on, we have changed everything, our lifestyle. So, all the unhealthy foodstuffs we are daily consuming, and that's why we are falling sick. And these are the unhealthy drinks also we are eating. And all these, even Brahmins also, we take so many Brahmins also, they take all these cold drinks. But honestly, I tell you, believe me, they do not have any nutrients or any vitamins or any good things for our health. Rather, they contain a lot of nonsense things which is very hazardous for our health. And they have very little food value inside it. And they have empty calories. If you drink it, you will become very obese. And you will have all the diseases, I tell you. So, this has become a fashion again. Because the multinational companies, they put big the hoardings and for advertisement. And if you look at the television and all these things, you see a lot of advertisement and people drink all these things. So, in our culture, in Brahmin culture also, when Brahma Baba was there, no, nothing doing. All these things never allowed, never. But it has become a fashion again. All of us, we are drinking all these things. And they contain, again, so many poisons. They are very hazardous for our health. We should not touch all these things. Should not touch. Because of break of time, I cannot show all the videos. Otherwise, I could have seen how they have... These contains toilet cleaners. Toilet cleaners, I tell you. A rusted vehicle, totally it was rusted. They put Coca-Cola and just clean. Everything finishes. Become it's science, science. So, there are so many things. They are very hazardous for our health, the contents. So, we should not touch all these things. And similarly, again, this has become a fashion. And people smoke a lot of... We are not like factories and exhaling all these smokes from our mouth. And still, we are taking all these things. And similarly, alcoholism, it has become a fashion everywhere. And see, the art of balance. He himself is unable to balance himself, but he is showing the art of balance. So, actually, we should realize, should we take all these things? These are addictive things. Once you take all these things, you are totally uncontrolled. Doctors will tell, a small amount if you will take, then it is good for your heart. But a small amount, if somebody starts drinking it, can he control? There is no control at all. And I have seen the health hazard, and those who are having diabetes, they will 100% die, I will tell you. And alcohol and tobacco in any form is hazardous. Any form is hazardous. These are all nonsense things. The Lakshmi Narayan, Ram Sita and the Golden Age, Silver Age, they never used to take all these things. But this has again become a fashion everywhere. So, we should not touch all these things. They are very hazardous for our health. And the second is our lifestyle. So, what is lifestyle? Lifestyle means since morning till night, the way you are living, it is called our lifestyle. What you are eating, whatever consuming, or what is our relation, what you are thinking, how, what the way we are living, it is called our lifestyle. So the changing scenario, you cannot realize, this is the Indian picture, a sadhu, supposed to be very simple life, but the way he is, the sadhus also, you see in our country, today they have become most modernized. You see, what he is taking, in one hand he has a mobile, the other hand he has a cigarette. So this has become the lifestyle today. So similarly, the lifestyle today, see, in one hand we have a remote control, the other hand, how much popcorn? That's why she herself has become a popcorn like. So, and the way we are sleeping, you see, where is our remote control? And you all will be snoring and sleeping in the morning. Oh, my neck is gone. I have a spondylitis. We are sitting whole night in a sofa set in a wrong posture, and definitely we'll have all these diseases. Similarly, we are health conscious today. We are going to gymkhanas and health clubs, fitness centers for exercising. But you see, nobody is using the stairs. See the escalators. If you go to airport also, people are very fond of escalators. They'll just stand and we have become conscious. We are doing morning walk daily, but who is doing the morning walk? And so the unhealthy habits today, whatever we are consuming, whatever we are eating, the way we are sleeping, the way we are reading, you see, look at our lifestyle. Even our kids, very small kids, they do not know how to put their socks, but still they will be operating all these things. And if it is a holiday, people forget everything. The idiot box in front, and the whole day, 24 hours, they will be spending in front of the idiot box. I never say television, it is idiot box. So everybody is addicted to all these things. These are all, Baba says, Maya has come with all the, people are suffering, but still Maya has some toys given to you, so you forget temporarily. So these are all, actually, initially, this was not our culture. If somebody was coming to our house, we are chatting, we are talking to each other, but now if some guests also come to us, immediately we will start the idiot box, and I will say, I am also witnessing, you also see. No time. Whole day. And we are using the vehicles, and see, look at how we have become. So this is the life plus style is called lifestyle. The way we are living today, this has become very wrong lifestyle. That's why there are five diseases. There are five diseases, they are called lifestyle diseases. They are spreading, WHO says, World Health Organization says, they are spreading like fire. Spreading like fire. Even the Brahmins are also not exempted. They are also falling prey to that. So these diseases are diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke. That means in the brain, the blood vessels, they get choked or they are damaged. So there will be paralysis of one side of the body. Then heart diseases and certain forms of cancers. So these are the five diseases, they are called lifestyle diseases. So these diseases are spreading like anything. In India, even I tell you, when I was a student 35 years before, nearly 40 years before, when I was a medical college student, the incidence of diabetes in India was only 1%. 1%. If you take 100 people, only 1 person will be suffering from diabetes. But now, in 35 years span of time, it has gone up to 35%. If you go to cities, every third or every fourth individual is diabetic. And 50% of Indian population has become hypertensive, high blood pressure. This is the state of affairs in every country, I tell you. But particularly the developing countries like India, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, the disease are spreading like anything. And in Brahmin family also, although Baba says that it should be ever healthy for so many lives, but I see we are also suffering from all these diseases because of our wrong lifestyle, wrong eating habit. Wrong eating habit. Our diet should contain 50% of vegetables. 50%. 25% of carbohydrate, 25% of protein, little bit milk product. That should be the balanced diet. But we are eating very wrong things, that's why we are having all these diseases. So this is the repercussion. And so change our lifestyle and change our life. If you change our lifestyle and dietary habits, then only the life will change. So be healthy and be happy. So those who are healthy, only they can become happy. If you are not healthy, naturally happiness cannot. So your driver, suppose you have a car, the driver is very powerful, very knowledgeable and very efficient, but the car is punctured. What the driver, the poor fellow, can do? Similarly, our soul, by the power of spiritual knowledge and meditation, become very powerful. But unless the body vehicle is healthy, what will you do? Can't do anything. So that's why we should be healthy. Then only we can do first effort, and what Baba is telling, we can do that. Otherwise it is very, very impossible, I tell you, very impossible. And happiness is the nature of our human being. That's why in the golden age and silver age, if you look at our ancestors, Lakshmi Narayan, Ram, Sita, in India, if you go to any temple, look at the statue, you see, you'll be very happy to look at them, a smiling face. The pictures, if you see, always smiling. So those who are always happy, they'll never become sick. Because if you remain healthy, happy, the brain secretes lot of endorphins. stress relieving hormones, so many diseases will finish. So, to remain always happy is the real art of life. Those who really know how to remain always happy, they know the art of living. If you do not, you are not happy, that means Baba is telling this is the thermometer of your effort also. If you are always cheerful, always happy, this time also, yesterday also Baba was always, always, those who are always happy, please raise your hand, Baba always say. So this should be our basic nature, always cheerful, always happy, always happy. Then only we will become disease free, and this will be our nature in the golden age also. So happiness does not depend on, and who can become always happy? Happiness does not become, does not depend on what you have or what, who you are. How much the materialistic thing, your money or your good cars or bungalows and all these things, or suppose you are a president of some organization or you are some very respectable post, that does not actually make any happiness in our life. So happiness does not depend on what you have or who you are. It solely relies on what you think. I have seen many very rich people. I have traveled with them. But if you look at their face, poor fellow, as if he has known nothing. So, it totally depends upon what we are thinking. And we are very fortunate as Brahmins, Baba has given enough stuff. The spiritual knowledge in the morning, Baba, whatever gives, if you read it, if you churn it repeatedly, always remain cheerful. So the art of positive thinking, always think positively, always think so many things and so many beautiful songs in our organization. If you listen to them, you will be delighted and cheerful. Baba is giving so many stories, so many things. If you, those who are always, look at Dadi Janki, churning, 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 always churning. So churn knowledge. That's why here in India, we saw the Chaturbhuj Vishnu lying on a sea. There will be big waves and all these things, and a big serpent, and making it a bed comfortably and smiling. Have you seen that picture? Lord Vishnu lying down in a sea, a big serpent having seven hoods and sleeping there comfortably. So this world is like a sea. You cannot say that there won't be any salty water, there won't be any big waves, there won't be any whales, there won't be any poisonous snakes. In the sea, everything is there. But still, those who know the art of spiritual lifestyle, they remain always cheerful and happy. So, happiness does not depend on what you have or what you are, it solely relies on what you think. So, and those who are happy, the sign is laughter. You will always smile, always smile. If you are always having good feelings and good things inside your mind, it is coming, you will always remain cheerful. From your smiling face only, it will show that how happy you are. So, laughter is an antidote for all diseases. If you are smiling always, always cheerful, there won't be any disease. That's why in the golden age, silver age, we won't have any disease, because everybody will be laughing there. Everybody will be laughing. And, pardon? So always laugh when you can, because it is the cheapest medicine. It is always the cheapest medicine. So those who smile, they become always free from all diseases. And surrender all your worries to God and relax. If you surrender everything to Baba, then only you'll become tension free. Because nowadays, in our Brahmin clan also, most of our brothers and sisters are having a lot of tension. And tension leads to hypertension. If you are having tension, your blood pressure will shoot up. Then your sugar will shoot up, your cholesterol will shoot up, everything will shoot up. So we should not have tension. Absolutely, like a small kid does not have any tension. He always, the parents will take care of everything. He does not think anything. Similarly, if we believe that Baba is our father and mother, He is our teacher, He is our visitor, He is our friend, He is everything. Then we should surrender everything to Him. And we should always remain light and tension free. So, for that, we have to practice Rajayoga meditation, whatever we are doing. But really, are we surrendering everything to Baba? No. Baba says that you have all these garbages, baskets on your head. I have come to relieve you, give me, but you are not giving me. You are always giving your head. That's why, just look at your face. So, the take home message is, meditate and exercise regularly. Meditate and exercise regularly. Meditation is the exercise of the soul, the brain, the mind. And still you need some physical exercise. After coming to knowledge, most of our brothers and sisters, they feel to do exercise is to become body conscious. No. Baba, you look at, go to the history hall, look at the pictures there. Baba used to play badminton, climbing the mountains. Baba used to make drills for the children. So, Baba never discouraged. 2-3 days before also in the Sakar Murli also Baba told, if you are doing some exercise, do it. So to keep this body fit, you must do some exercise. And I will tell some very simple exercise, you will see, with Baba's spiritual sum, if you do some exercise, you will never become body conscious. You will enjoy rather. And in the golden age, silver age also, the Lakshminarayan, all the deities, they will be going to river banks and they will be dancing there with spiritual songs and all these things. That's why they will become healthy. So it is not body consciousness. So meditate and exercise regularly. Eat moderate. Some people, they fast. They do not. There is one brother, I am sorry to say, one book is available now, the golden food for golden age, something like that. Somebody has advised that till 12 noon you should not drink water also. No, absolutely unscientific, I tell you. Baba, whatever discipline He has prepared for us, like morning you should have breakfast, then lunch, then dinner, 3 times at least you should eat. In morning, if you drink a lot of water, there will be cleansing of your own system, everything, and you will not have a constipation. If you don't drink water, then what will happen? So, the wrong things, whatever Baba has taught us, our Brahmin discipline is absolutely correct, and we should eat that type of eating habit. We should not eat more. Some people consume like this, like, all this, the air will be dispelled, till that they will eat. And if you ask them, open their mouth, you will look at what is there inside the foodstuff. Till here they will be full. No, it is absolutely wrong. And we should eat little bit. 4-5 times if you take small amount, you will never fall sick. Your blood sugar will not jump. So eat moderate and go vegetarian. All of us, we are very fortunate. Baba has advised us and we are following the vegetarian diet and we are very fortunate. But still, I tell you, many people once in a while, they take all these things also. But no, should not. Similarly, drink adequate water. At least 3 liters water per day. 4-5 liters also you can drink. Early morning, if you get up and drink 1 liter of water and do little bit walking and all these things, you will see your whole system will be cleansed. So morning, 1-2 liters you can consume, drink water, and whole day you can drink up to 3-4 liters, 5 liters also you can drink. The whole system will be cleansed totally. Unless you have some kidney disease. Suppose your kidneys are affected, you have some kidney disease, your doctor say you should not drink water more, then that is different. Otherwise, a normal, healthy person should drink at least 3 to 4 liters water daily. And eat early and sleep early. Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. But if you look at the modern man, people eat late, sleep late, get up late, have all the diseases. Scientists say 10 p.m. to 4 p.m. This is the right time to sleep. Those people who do not sleep in this period, their stress levels, their stress hormones shoot up and they have all the diseases, heart disease, diabetes and all the diseases. And that is the thing God has told long back, and it is written in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the Indian scripture. So God has advised us, you eat early and sleep early. And अति निद्रा अनिद्रा योगी का लक्षण नहीं है. Too much of sleep and less sleep is not the sign of a yogi. Similarly, too much of food or no food, these are also no sign of yogis. So to live in a moderate way, a balanced life, Baba has always told us. So, and avoid fast foods. If you go look at the market, everywhere all these fast foods are dumped everywhere, and people easily they take it, tear it, and eat. Why it is called fast food, do you know? Why it is fast food? Because you do not require to do any work, nothing to do. Just get a packet, just tear it, eat it, fast. So, fast you eat anything, and fast diseases also, your blood pressure, your sugar, your everything also, the diseases are also fast. So they contain lot of the preservatives and nitrates and trans fats. That's why they are the root cause of all diseases what people are having today. So fast fat, never, never, nothing doing. But many Brahmins, they machine made thing, they take it, hear it and eat it. No, this should not. Say no to addictions, and we are very fortunate that Baba has actually these all tobaccos and alcohol, all these things, these are addictives. We are free from that, but still, I tell you, too much of tea and coffee, they are also addictives. People, those who consume tea and coffee, if you don't give one sieving, they will be totally disturbed. They will start headache and constipation, and they will feel lethargic. So many things are there. So if something is doing you, making a slave, it is an addictive thing. You should not take. My simple question is to you is, will there be tea in golden age and silver age? Will Lakshmi Narayan will drink tea and coffee? So why should you take? I never take. I always discourage. Don't take. Because these are addictive things. Why to take all these things? Instead, you take a lemon water in a very warm, lukewarm water. You put half a lemon, squeeze it and drink it, thinking that it is a lemon tea. Because lemon is full of vitamin C, your body resistance will increase, you lose your body weight also, extra fat you lose it, then the gums and teeth, they will become healthy. And the most important is lemon is anti-cancerous. You'll never have cancer also. So lemon is very good, unless you are allergic to that. So you should take lemon water daily, but not the tea. I'll discourage always. And do you really want to be healthy? Yes? Very few people are telling yes. Yes? Okay. So then the most important thing is meditation. If you really practice regular meditation, Baba has promised us that for 21 life, if you want to remain healthy, then three things, my sweet children, you follow. Three things Baba has advised. Baba has told, always remember me, you'll be healthy. Second thing, always become healthy, always become happy. Because happiness is the best food for our health. Nothing food like happiness. Those who are remain always happy, they become like good, healthy, nutritious food you eat, then you become healthy. Similarly, those who remain always happy, it is a good diet for yogis. So always remain happy. And third thing is, do yajna service. Baba is telling you, do physical, lot of physical work for Baba's service, yajna service, so that you will become healthy. So three things. So the Rajyoga meditation, properly if you do, then only you will remain healthy. So do holistic exercise regularly. Actually, today there are so many types of exercises available. Some doing aerobic, some doing anaerobic, some doing so many exercises are available. People are doing some breathing exercise, some flexibility exercise, so many exercise. But actually, the exercise which benefits our body, our mind, our spirit, it is called holistic exercise. The mind will be also fit, the body also will be fit, the soul also will be fit, then it is called holistic exercise. So if you are interested, I can demonstrate you here Actually, there is a beautiful CD available, video CD available in Global Hospital here also maybe. I have taught a different type of exercise to many of my patients, and having chronic problems, long problems, they are totally relieved from that. And it is a combination of aerobic, anaerobic, warm up, stretch up, and it is a acupressure therapy also, and it is a flexibility exercise also, and it is a body massage also. It is a combination of everything, So if you are interested, I will demonstrate one exercise here. Are you interested? Yes? Then all of you, please, please stand. I'm seeing everybody sitting for a long period of time. Please stand. So stand, please, everybody. Okay? Very simple exercise. You do one thing. Wherever you are standing, you just lift your one leg here like this and stand. Just one leg. Without touching anything, without holding anything. Okay? But don't put like this also. Just one leg like this. Okay? Very simple. Okay. Now, close your eyes. And do the same thing. Just lift just few inches from the ground. Close your eyes. Don't touch anybody. If you can stand for 1 minute, I will give a Nobel Prize to you. So why it is difficult? Do you know why it is difficult? Because all of us, when we grow older and older, our body becomes imbalanced. So you need some little bit balance exercise regularly. If you do that, otherwise what happens? After a few years, just you miss one step or something, you fall down and you fracture your limb. Mostly the mothers I see, just a small slip or miss a step and you fell down and like this. But suppose you are doing regularly balance exercise, you'll never have all these problems. That's why I tell you. So, Mary Sang Sang. So I'll play one Baba Sang. With that, I'll teach you one exercise. You do with me. It is so simple, you'll see. You can hold this like this, or you can like this also. Anything you like. One. Touch and bring it. Touch. Don't stand like this. Touch. Touch. The meaning is, Baba is walking with me. I am walking with Baba. Touch. Fast. 1, 2, 1, 2.
चलता है
मेरे संग संग चलते बाबा मेरे संग संग चलता बाबा
मेरे संग संग चलते
सिंग एवरीबॉडी
मेरे संग संग चलते बाबा मेरे संग संग चलते हैं बाबा मेरे संग संग चलते हैं बाबा
बॉडी स्ट्रेट रहेगा बॉडी स्ट्रेट बट जस्ट मूव इट ओके सिमिलरली थर्ड टच योर हील विल टच टच दिस इज लिटिल बिट बेंड टच ब्रिंग इट टच ब्रिंग इट टच ब्रिंग इट
देखूं मैं चतुर की तरह नाचूं मैं झूमर की तरह बोलूं मैं कोयल की तरह गाऊं मैं बुलबुल की तरह
अभी फास्ट
मेरा मन बहलाते बाबा मेरा मन बहलाते हैं बाबा जैसे सुरों में सरगम बजता है बजता है
मेरे संग संग चलते हैं।